Mira, dile a Mari que no levante el timón, está bien pesado. Espérate que te ayude, Flor, mija.
The temperature is in the 80s on a recent spring day in Watsonville. A woman watches her four daughters as she packs the car with bags of rice and beans. Because she's undocumented and fears for her safety, she's asked to be identified by the name Carmela. For K-Squid, I'm Jesse Kathan. Usually, Carmela would be spending long hours in a field in Watsonville harvesting strawberries. Jobs are usually scarce this time of year, as strawberry season has just begun. But COVID-19 has led some farms to cut back on their usual operations, leaving even less work. Carmela and her 40 co-workers are lucky if they get 2 to 3 days of work in a week. Carmela isn't working at all. Instead, she's making sure families in similar situations can access food. For years, Carmela has worked with the Center for Farmworker Families to help run a distribution center that supplies food, diapers, and other necessities to farmworkers across Santa Cruz County. In the midst of the pandemic, it's become even more vital as a resource.
Sí, a nosotros nos ha afectado mucho el coronavirus porque
the coronavirus has affected us a lot because we can't work in the field, and now there's not a lot of work. It affects us with the ability to pay rent, with bills, with food and everything. It's very difficult for us, for the farm workers, because we don't have a lot of income for our costs.
Because Carmela is undocumented, she's not eligible for the $1,200 in coronavirus relief aid being offered to citizens. She's also unable to access programs like Medi-Cal or CalFresh. On April 15th, Governor Gavin Newsom announced a $75 million relief fund for undocumented workers. Each adult is eligible for $500 in aid. To distribute the money, Newsom plans to partner with local nonprofits with ties to the community. For Dr. Ann Lopez, the founder of the Center for Farmworker Families, those ties are strong. She spent years educating the public about the challenges faced by local farmworkers. COVID, she says, has made their situation even more dire.
But right now, they're in what I call a four-pillared hell, where the majority, at least two-thirds of them in the state, are undocumented. There's almost no work. The work situation is really grim this year. It started out very slow. They have no money because they didn't work all winter. They can't pay rent. They can't buy food. They always live with a fear of being deported and having their families torn apart. And now adding the coronavirus pandemic to the situation has created even more panic within the community. It's a terrible time right now for them.
Demand for food across the state has dropped by 50%, according to a recent statement from Governor Newsom. But at one Watsonville farm, business is busier than ever. At Lakeside Organic Gardens, masked workers rapidly harvest leaves of green kale. To comply with social distancing guidelines, they're spread out among the rows. Juan Gonzalez is the operations manager of Lakeside, which supplies local and national grocery stores with over 50 crops. As demand for groceries rises, he's hiring more workers, not less.
As far as labor shortages, it's non-existent this year. We have a lot of applicants for all departments.
Gonzalez says the farmers most heavily impacted by the pandemic are those that sell to restaurants, cafeterias, and hotels. As those farms lose revenue, many of their crops are going unpicked.
What we've heard from people that are joining our team is that at other places, they're giving them at max 3 days of work. A lot of people are without work, and people need to eat, people need to work, people need to make some money.
So far, over 250 people have applied to work in his fields. He'll only be able to bring on about 40. Those that do manage to find work face risks in the field. In Monterey County, agricultural workers make up 25% of all reported COVID cases. Advocates worry that crowded living conditions and lack of access to healthcare could help rapidly spread the virus among farm workers and their families. Earlier this month, State Assembly member Robert Rivas introduced AB 2915, a law that would give farm workers an extra $3 an hour in hazard pay, provide temporary housing to those living in overcrowded conditions, and make OSHA safety guidelines mandatory for farms. Carmela is hopeful that she'll be working again soon. Until then, help can't come soon enough.
Yes, it's a lot of stress. A lot of stress just being in the house. There's a lot of worry. Right now I'm hoping for more work, but there still isn't a lot.
For K-Squid, I'm Jesse Kathan in Watsonville, California.